بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين سيدنا ومولانا محمد خاتم النبيين وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين ومن تبعهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين أما بعد الحمد لله My dear respected brothers and elders محترم بأي دوست بزرگو Last week we started this chapter باب الرجاء اس باب کے اندر امام نووی رحمت اللہ علیہ He is going to bring those ahadith about umid, hope in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. اس زمانے کے اندر یہ مایوسی کا زمانہ ہے. People are very depressed. People are very anxious. People are stressed, worried. Everything looks like it's going to be disaster. ہر چیز میں negativity ہی negativity. I don't know how my kids are going to get married. I don't know how children are going to be brought up in this country. I don't know how this is going to happen, that's going to happen. ہر چیز میں لگتا ہے کہ پتہ نہیں دروازہ بند ہے آگے جانے کا کوئی راستہ نہیں ہے. So it's very important کہ we remind ourselves of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's kindness, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's presence, Allah's existence, کہ اللہ تعالیٰ ہر مسلمان کے ساتھ ہر وقت ہوتا ہے. Allah is always with every Muslim, every human being. SubhanAllah, Allah's mercy is so vast, so great. Even the non-Muslim, the one who has never taken the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, وہ بھی اللہ تعالیٰ کی رحمتیں اور برکتوں سے برابر فائدہ مند ہوتا رہتا ہے. A person who has never remembered Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, years upon years, SubhanAllah, our brother Azmat is here, we're covering the tafsir of Surah Yasin in our classes upstairs. The tafsir of Surah Yasin in our last year of classical Arabic. In Surah Yasin, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions about a person, وَجَاءَ مِنْ أَقْصَى الْمَدِينَةِ رَجُلٌ يَسْعَى قَالَ يَا قَوْمِ تَبِعُوا الْمُرْسَلِينَ کہ ایک شخص تھا حبیب النجار رحمت اللہ علیہ This man, حبیب النجار, when the انبیاء علیہ السلام came into the town and they were propagating Islam, he came running and he said, قَالَ يَا قَوْمِ اتَّبِعُوا الْمُرْسَلِينَ O my people, follow the messengers, listen to them. یقین کے ساتھ یہ حبیب نجار کہہ رہا تھا کہ انبیاء علیہ السلام کی اطاعت کر لو ان کے اطاعت سے تم کامیاب ہو جاؤ گے And the علماء mentioned why was he saying this They say because for 70 years he did not worship Allah He did not know Allah 70 سال یہ حبیب نجار شروع میں مسلمان نہیں تھا اور اللہ تعالیٰ کو پہچانتا نہیں تھا And he had the illness of leprosy Leprosy کی بیماری میں اردو میں کیا کہتے ہیں اس کو It's a very serious illness. It's a very serious, بہت خطرناک قسم کی ایک بیماری ہے leprosy انگلش میں کہتے ہیں اس کو آج کل نہیں ہوتا یہ اسمال پاکس جیسے دوسرے بیماریاں ہیں وہ ابھی آج کل دنیا میں نہیں الحمدللہ اللہ تعالیٰ نے ہمیں اس سے نجات فرمایا ہے For 70 years he had leprosy, he was not a Muslim. لیکن جب یہ انبیاء علیہ السلام when they came, these prophets, they came to meet him, the prophets, they said, look, Because he used to worship idols. He was very, very devoted to worshipping idols. Anbiya alayhi salam, they said to him, okay, look, you're asking the wrong gods. These idols, ye but jo hai, ye, these idols, ye jhooti maabood, ye tumhari madad nahi kar sakenge, himayat nahi kar sakenge. So they said, Allah ta'ala se mango. So he said, if I ask Allah ta'ala, will I get better? They said, yaqeenan. Because Allah is helping you. 70 سال سے تمہیں کھلایا کون پلایا کون تمہاری جو بدن کی جو قوتیں ہیں باقی جو چیزیں ہیں وہ دیا ہے تمہیں کون اللہ تعالیٰ ہی نے دیا So you ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it will go. So he did dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, straight away the leprosy went. After 70 years, he had so much yaqeen, conviction in Allah, he came running. When he heard that the prophets were going to a different town, people were not accepting the prophets, he came running. اتبعوا المرسلين يا قومي او my people follow the messengers you will definitely be guided I have seen with my own eyes Allah Ta'ala's help Allah is always with every human being believers or non-believers animals all the creatures the fish in the sea everything around us Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala is looking after everyone and everything and Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala loves everyone and everything all Allah Ta'ala needs from us is a little bit of movement towards him thodi si hamari taraf se mehnat تھوڑی سی ہمارے دل کے اندر یہ بس ایک غم ندامت یا اللہ میں نے غلطی کر لی اللہ تعالیٰ کی طرف تھوڑی سی رجوع پھر اللہ تعالیٰ کھینچ لیتے ہیں انسان کو اپنی طرف من the حدیث probably will come here انشاءاللہ so we'll go into the حدیث so this is باب الرجاء the chapter of hope امید کہ انسان کو اپنے رب سے مایوس نہیں ہونی چاہیے. Allah is always with me. Allah will always help me. I just need to connect with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Musibatein, pareshaniyan, subhanallah, kisi bhi insaan ko Anbiya alayhi musallam jaisi musibaton se kabhi bhi guzarna nahi padega. Anbiya alayhi musallam ko Allah ta'ala ne jin musibaton se, pareshaniyon se inko guzar, matlab unka guzar hua tha, kisi bhi aam insaan ko ye pareshaniyon se guzar nahi hoga. Aur wo the insaan mein se sabse afzal tareen. They went through the most hardships. We can't even imagine. If we went through the hardship of Nuh alayhi salam, 950 years, go to people, knock on their door. What did people used to do? 950 saal, log ke darwaze pe jaake katkatate, log ko daawat dete. Mufassireen kiram likhte hain ki every night unke bachchon ne wo behosh hote the, logon ne unko maar peet ke bilkul behosh ho gaye aur phir unko apne bachche kandhon pe utha ke aur ghar le aate the har sham ko. Every night for 950 years Nuh alayhi salam is going to the people, people are hitting him, beating him until he is unconscious, and they're bringing him home at night time. 950 years. Imagine. Insan ka to ek had to ho jata hai na. So this is what the Anbiya alayhi salam went through. Uske baad apne ungliyon par gini ja sakti hai ki how many people believed in him. I'm mixing Urdu and English, inshallah, our elders appreciate it. But I hope those who don't understand Urdu don't think, I don't know what he's talking about today. So we have to, this is a namuna for us, a lesson for us. All of the stories in the of the Anbiya alayhim salam, the prophets in the Quran, are there for us to learn that, you know what, people, Allah's most greatest servants, pious servants, went through more parashani, went through more hardship, went through more musibat, right? And Allah Ta'ala is giving them the high maqam. So if I go through some difficulty in this world, why should I lose hope in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Allah is so kind, Allah is kareem. ایک مصیبت جب انسان پہ آ جاتی ہے, انسان بس اسی مصیبت کی طرف دیکھتا رہ جاتا ہے, بھول جاتا ہے کہ اللہ تعالیٰ نے مجھے کتنے نعمتوں سے نوازا ہے. How many blessings has Allah سبحانہ وتعالیٰ given? We forget. Oh no, this مصیبت is so terrible. باقی سب چیز گئے. جس طرح کوئی گاڑی چلا رہا ہے اور پتہ نہیں اوپر سے somebody throws a bag of, you know, dirt onto the windscreen. You can't see anything else. You can't see the road, the lane, the sheep, the goats, nothing. اس طرح ہمیں محسوس ہوتا ہے sometimes مصیبت is so big. Okay, when the musibat comes in my life, baki jo ni'matein hain, achhi cheezein hain, wo bhi hame nazar nahi aati. So this is the reality. But insan ko is pe sochni chahiye. Allah is so kind. We have to take our attention away. Distract ourselves from this hardship. Hardship is hard. That's why it's called hardship. It's difficulty. But we have to learn how to remind ourselves that Allah is kareem, Allah is kind, Allah is merciful, Allah Ta'ala loves me. So this is Bab al-Raja, the chapter of hope in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وعن عبادة بن الصامت رضي الله تعالى عنه قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم من شهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأن محمدا عبده ورسوله وأن عيسى عبد الله ورسوله وكلمة ألقاها إلى مريم وروح منه والجنة والنار حق أدخله الله الجنة على ما كان من العمل متفق عليه. يا من حاجي سب كدعائي هن حاجي فضل علي سب كدعائي هن كي بس انجلش مي بولتا رهتا ہے تو كوي خاص دعا كريم كي ہوگي تبھی اردو بھی نکل آتا ہے بغیر چاہتے ہوئے. وفی روایت لمسلم من شہد لا الہ الا اللہ جی آپ کی دعائیں بس آپ کی توجہ ہے. من شہد لا الہ الا اللہ ان محمد رسول اللہ حرم اللہ علیہ النار. سیدنا عبادہ بن صامت رضی اللہ عنہ روایت فرماتے ہیں کہ رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم نے ارشاد فرمایا کہ جس نے گواہی دی کہ اللہ سبحانہ و تعالیٰ کے بغیر کوئی اور معبود نہیں ہے, اللہ تعالیٰ اکیلے ہیں اور اللہ تعالیٰ کا کوئی شریک نہیں ہے, اور رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم اللہ تعالیٰ کا بندہ اور پیغمبر ہے, اور عیسیٰ علیہ السلام اللہ تعالیٰ کا بندہ اور پیغمبر ہے, اور اللہ تعالیٰ کا کلمہ ہے جو اللہ سبحانہ وتعالیٰ نے مریم علیہ السلام کی گود میں ڈالی تھی, اور روح من والجنت والنار حق, اور جنت اور جہنم حق ہے. جو شخص یہ ایمان رکھتا ہے, یقین رکھتا ہے, اللہ سبحانہ و تعالیٰ اس کو جنت میں داخل کر دیتے ہیں, علی ما کان من العمل, اس کے پاس جو بھی عمل ہو, جو کچھ عمل ہو ٹوٹا پھوٹا, وہ عمل لے کر اللہ تعالیٰ اس کو جنت میں ضرور داخل کر دیتے ہیں. اور اسی طرح دوسری روایت میں ہے کہ جس نے گواہی دی کہ اللہ تعالیٰ کے بغیر اور کوئی معبود نہیں ہے, اور رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم اللہ کا پیغمبر ہے, اللہ تعالیٰ اس پر جہنم کا آگ حرام کر دیتے ہیں. So this hadith is such a hadith which creates hope in the hearts of the human being. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is saying, whoever testifies that there is none worthy of worship except for Allah, wahdahu, he is alone. La sharika lahu, he has no partner. And Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is Allah's servant and messenger. And Isa alayhi salam is Allah's servant and his messenger and his kalima. Isa alayhi salam is called Kalimatullah, one of the reasons for this, and he's also called Ruhullah. Kalimatullah, because he was created from Allah's kalima, kun fayakun. Allah Ta'ala said, become, and he became. He was born without a father. His mother Maryam alayhi salam was never married. So it was from Allah's hukam that he was created. That's why he's known as wa kalimatu. In the Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions as well that Isa alayhi salam is Allah Ta'ala's kalima. Alqaha ila Maryam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave him to Maryam alayhi salam. Wa ruhum min. And he is the ruh from Allah. Ruh from Allah meaning he was created through the angel Jibreel alayhi salam blowing the ruh into him. That's why it's called Ruhullah. But Ruhullah say, insan ko ye galat ko imana dimag mein nahi aana chahiye. Jis tarah Baytullah. Baytullah, Allah's house. We don't say Allah Ta'ala na'udhu billah lives. That's why it's called Baytullah. But it's just for the i'zaz, the sharaf, the honor. Allah ka ghar, matlab iski jo ek, matlab khasiyat hai, aur iska jo ek ta'zeem hai, isi liye Baytullah kaha jata hai. Wala to Allah Ta'ala ka koi makan nahi hai, zati makan nahi hai. So when you say Baytullah, it's just to honor that place, the house of Allah. Otherwise, Allah Ta'ala doesn't live anywhere, na'udhu billah. Similarly, Ruhullah, the soul of Allah, literally where it translates as. Whereas it's got Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has no soul. Allah is not a living person. But this is again out of honor and respect that Isa alayhi salam was created through a special soul. Allah gave it to Jibreel alayhi salam. Go and blow this into the womb of Maryam. And he was blown into the womb of Maryam and Isa alayhi salam was born from this. So out of sharaf and honor, special honor which is given to him, he is known as Ruhullah. Well, I explained this to you, we shouldn't misunderstand this. Same way we don't understand Baytullah. Nobody says Allah Ta'ala lives, na'udhu billah, in the Kaaba. But we call it Baytullah, out of honor. Naqatullah, the camel in the time of Sayyidina Salih alayhi salam. It's called Naqatullah. Even though it's not Allah Ta'ala's camel, but because of this special honor that was given to that camel, untni, jo pahar se nikal ke aayi thi, Salih alayhi salam ke saamne. So, isko Naqatullah kaha jata hai, just to give that special honor to it. So whoever bears witness that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is Allah's messenger and prophet, Isa alayhi salam is Allah's messenger and prophet, and Jannah and Jahannam are true, they have conviction that Jannah and Jahannam are haq, true, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will enter that person into Jannah with whatever a'mal he has. Ma kana min al-amal literally means uske paas jo kuch amal hai, whatever amal this person has, isko leke Allah ta'ala isko jannat mein dakhil kar denge. Sirf is iman ki wajah se. So this iman is precious. As long as kisi ka paas ye iman ho, baaki cheezon par mehnat kar sakta hai insaan aahista aahista. Bahut sare log hain, you know, hum pareshan ho jate hain. My child is 20 years old, namaz nahi padta. 15 years old, namaz nahi padta. Bilkul pareshan honi chahiye, ek fikr honi chahiye. Lekin ye bilkul give up dena hame is tarah nahi karna chahiye. Kyunki insaan ki zindagi mein andar kab inqilab aa jata hai? Bahut sare log 30 saal ki umar mein, 40 saal ki umar mein aisa inqilab aa jata hai ki bechara ek zamane mein pata nahi kya bure bure aadaton mein masroof tha aur abhi Allah Taala ka wali ban jata hai. So we should never give up. Because as long as a person has this iman, they are, inshallah, when they pass away, we can hope that they will be successful. This zamana is such now, zamana of atheism. Atheism. Kabhi bhi. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's da'wat was to the mushrikun of Makkah. Mushrikun of Makkah believed in Allah. But they said Allah Ta'ala exists and Allah has partners. Now we live in a zamana where it's not mushrikun of Makkah, they say there is no Allah. Imagine having to work with that. One is working with people who say we believe in Allah, but there's other gods. So bas convincing them, okay, look, there's only Allah alone, there's no gods with him. Now our zamana is people say, I don't even believe in Allah himself. So how do you get those people to change? It's very, very hard. Very, very hard. And when shaitan specifically has molded their mind in a way, like you bring any evidence, I will never be convinced. Bring any evidence. Lengthy debate karo, discussion karo, jagra karo. They will never, they just can't see the haqq. So this is the zamana we live in. And everything is given this da'wat. You start from nursery, reception, primary school, secondary school. Hamare log sochte hain, primary school mein de denge, secondary school, university. Phir hume bas fikr hi nahi hota hai ki yahan pe kya inko padhaya ja raha hai. You know that this is Pride Month. July, June is the Pride, what they call Pride Month. LGBTQ. قوم لوت والا جو ناپاک عمل ہے ان کو یہ لوگ پتہ نہیں کیا خوبصورت چیز بنا کے سجا رہے ہیں اور سکولوں کے اندر our children in schools, in universities, university کے جو lecturer ہوتے ہیں who supposed to teach maths and science and English, they're talking about this. بچوں کے ذہن بنا رہے ہیں کہ چلو ٹھیک ہے تم اس عمل میں شرکت نہیں کرتے, اس عمل میں شریک نہیں ہوتے, لیکن دوسرے جو اس عمل میں شریک ہوتے ان کو تم ان سے تم محبت رکھو, ان کی تعظیم کرو, ان کو بری نظر سے مت دیکھو. تو آہستہ آہستہ ان چیزوں کو نارملائز, میکنگ اٹ نارمل, تاکہ ایک جنریشن کے بعد, 10 سال کے بعد, 20 سال کے بعد یہ چیزیں بالکل دل کے اندر کوئی مطلب لائٹلی سا بھی اس سے کوئی نحوست اور نفرت نہ ہو. یہ ہے ان کی محنت. And this is what is happening. Now people don't realize. So unfortunately, this is the zamana we live in. So we need to, as long as somebody is a Muslim, as long as somebody is a mu'min, slowly, pyar muhabbat ke saath unpe mehnat karna. Pyar muhabbat ka zamana hai abhi. Pyar muhabbat ke baghair, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam ne ye narmi ke baare mein jo targhib diya hai. Softness. Ke whatever thing has softness inside of it, illa zanahu. It beautifies that thing. Is cheez ko khoobsurat bana deta hai. Jis cheez ke andar narmi ho. اور جس چیز سے نرمی اٹھایا جاتا ہے, softness is taken away from that thing, إلا شانه, it ruins it, disfigures it. So it's an era of softness with love, with affection. We need to nurture our children, our loved ones, our brothers, our sisters, our parents at times. Allah, you know, آسان کرے. لوگوں کے والدین کبھی ابھی, خاص کر کے جو نوجوان ہیں, کہ والدین ہم مسائل. So many single parents now, single mothers, single fathers, and they have all kinds of confusions. And they say all kinds of things. This zamana is such. All kinds of silly things. So, I don't want to use the word silly and be insensitive. But they're saying all kinds of things which are unfortunately problematic. So we have to be loving, affectionate, and slowly, and a lot of dua. This is zamana of dua. جب انسان کو اپنے ہاتھوں سے کسی کو تبدیل نہیں کر سکتا ہے تو دعا کرے, چونکہ اللہ تعالیٰ ہی لوگوں کی دلوں کی تبدیلی کرتے ہیں. So this is very, very important. So as long as someone has iman, there is chance. Look at this hadith. As long as you have iman in Allah, you believe in Jannah and Jahannam, Allah will enter you into Jannah with whatever amal that you have. And the next hadith he mentions, whoever bears witness that there is no God except for Allah and Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is Allah Ta'ala's messenger, Allah Ta'ala makes the fire of Jahannam haram upon him. Subhanallah, aisa to lagta hai ki koi jannat mein jayega hi nahi jo musalman ho. اور بس اللہ تعالیٰ پہ یہ امید بھی رکھا جا سکتا ہے. This is the reason why میں نے پچھلے ہفتہ بھی بتایا, when a person comes to the end stage of their life, they have to have امید. یہ حدیث سامنے رکھ کر کہ اللہ آپ نے فرمایا کہ ایمان دل کے اندر ہونے کی وجہ سے آپ جہنم کے آگ مجھ پر حرام کر دیں گے, میں اسی پر بھروسہ رکھتا ہوں یا اللہ آپ کی رحمت پر. So when a person has this kind of love, تو انشاءاللہ they will die امید کے ساتھ کہ میں خوش ہوں, میں چاہتا ہوں اللہ تعالیٰ سے ملاقات کروں. اور جو ڈر کے حالت میں ہو, پتہ نہیں کیا ہوگا, وہ چاہے گا کہ میں نہیں چاہتا اللہ سے ملاقات کروں. اور یہ کتنا خطرناک ایک چیز ہے, میرے رب جس سے مجھے محبت کرنی چاہیے, میں نہیں چاہتا کہ ان سے ملاقات کروں, کہ پتہ نہیں جب ملاقات کروں اللہ تعالیٰ کیا کریں گے میرے ساتھ, جہنم میں ڈالیں گے, عذاب دیں گے, سوال پوچھ کریں گے. سو دیز حدیث وی کیپ ان فرنٹ, یا اللہ آئی نو میں نے بہت غلطی کی ہے, لیکن اللہ آپ تو بہت رحیم ہیں, بہت کریم ہیں, بہت محبت کرنے والے ہیں, ماں سے 99 دفعہ زیادہ آپ محبت کرتے ہیں انسان کو, 99 times more beloved than one's own mother. This is you, O Allah. So even if I've messed up in life, I've made many mistakes, I know you are kind and I have hope in your rahmah. Person has to have this. Without it, we're stuck. Because what happens without it? I don't want to die. I don't want to meet Allah, na'udhu billah. But if I meet Allah, what's He going to ask me? How am I going to reply? And how can a Muslim not want to meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? It's very dangerous. Allah, we're supposed to love Him. وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا أَشَدُّ حُبَّا لِلَّهِ. Those who bring iman love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala so much. But this person is saying, I don't want to die, chunki I don't want to meet Allah. Out of fear. So this is why this رجاء, امید, hope is very important. وعن ابي ذر رضي الله تعالى عنه قال قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم يقول الله عز وجل من جاء بالحسنة فله عشر أمثالها وأزيد ومن جاء بالسيئة فجزاء سيئة سيئة مثلها وأغفر ومن تقرب مني شبرا تقربت منه ذراعا ومن تقرب مني ذراعا تقربت منه باعا ومن أتاني يمشي يتيته هرولة ومن لقيني بقراب الأرض خطيئة لا يشرك بي شيئا لقيته بمثلها مغفرة رواه مسلم. سيدنا أبو ذر معنى الحديث ومن تقرب إلي بطاعتي تقربت إليه برحمتي وإن زاد زدت فإن أتاني يمشي وأسرع في طاعتي أتيته هرولة أي صببت عليه الرحمة وسبقته بها ولم أحوجه إلى المشي الكثير في الوصول إلى المقصود. وقراب الأرض بضم القاف ويقال بكسرها والضم صح وأشهر ومعناهما يقارب ملأها والله أعلم. سيدنا أبو ذر غفاري رضي الله عنه رواية فرماته هنك رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم إشاد فرمايا. I was talking about this hadith before. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala irshad firmate, ye hadith qudsi hai, ke jo mere paas ek nek amal leke aata hai, main isko 10 guna badha deta hoon, ya isse bhi zyada. Aur jo bura amal lekar, matlab badi lekar mere paas aata hai, bura amal lekar, fajaza usayyatin sayyatu misla, to uska jo jaza hai, wo sirf usi buri amal ke mutabik ek bura amal likha jata hai uske liye. Ek क्या कहते बुराई एक बुराई जज़ाकल्लाह एक बुराई लिखी जाती है उनके नामाय आमाल में अब अगफिरो या तो मैं उसको बिल्कुल माफी कर देता हूं ومن تقرب مني شراء جو میرے شبرن جو میرے پاس ایک بالشت کے برابر میرے قریب آتا ہے میں اس کے پاس ایک ذراع ایک ہاتھ کے برابر چلا جاتا ہوں اور جو میرے پاس ایک ہاتھ برابر آ جاتا ہے میرے قریب میں اس کے پاس پورا ایک فٹ چلا جاتا ہوں باعن اس کو کہتے ذراع عربی میں iska 4 guna jo amount hota hai times 4 isko kehte hai ba so jo mere paas ek zira aata hai main uske paas ek ba chala jata hu 4 times this aur jo mere paas chal ke aata hai main uske paas dor ke baag khe jata hu aur jo mujhe milta hai pure zameen ke mutabik pure zameen ke harzul urdu mein ek lafz puri zameen جیسے گناہ لے کر میرے پاس آتا ہے میں اس کے پاس پورے زمین جیسے مغفرت لے کے جاتا ہوں. سیدنا ابو ذر غفاری رضی اللہ عنہ narrates رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم has stated Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says this is a hadith filled with hope. This hadith is very Imam Muslim rahmatullahi alayhi has narrated. You know many ulama they've compiled books called Al-Ahadith Al-Qudsiyah, the books which are Hadith Qudsi. So they've taken out all the narrations which are Allah himself narrating. Many have gathered 100 ahadith Qudsi. This is always one of the first ones because it's so pyara, it's so beautiful that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, whichever one of my servants does one good deed, I reward them by multiplying that by 10. Think about it. Why does Allah need to multiply my good deed by 10? You recite one letter of the Quran, you get 10 rewards. 10 rewards. But that 10 gets multiplied by 10. 100 rewards. Allah Ta'ala ko kya zarurat hai hamari nek amalon mein bas izafa karte rahe. Lekin ye Allah ki rahmat aur maghfirat hai. Allah Ta'ala just wants to give, we just need to take. Allah Ta'ala wants to give. Allah Ta'ala dena chahte hai, hame to lene ki salahiyat hamare andar paida karni chahiye. So Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala is saying, whoever does one good deed, I reward it by multiplying it by 10. أو أزيد or sometimes I even give more. Sometimes I don't just do multiplied by 10. His niyyah, his intention is good. He's struggling to do the amal. He's going through a lot of hardship. I'll just give him more reward. Made a lot of mahnat, Allah Ta'ala just gives more reward. And whoever comes with one bad deed, the sin of this is only one bad deed. You do one bad deed, you get one sin. Or many times I just forgive it. Many times I don't even write it down. Main bas isko sire se maafi kar deta hoon. Ye Allah Ta'ala ki rahmat hai. And whoever comes towards me a handspan, coming towards Allah Ta'ala, there's no physical movement towards Allah. What it means is that a person is doing tawbah, a person is trying to get close to Allah, so slowly moving. Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala says, I go towards them one arm's length. Whatever Allah Ta'ala sees a desire from us, Allah is more excited that my servant is making an effort. Allah is more excited, subhanAllah. Allah Ta'ala says, I go towards him one arm's length. Whoever comes towards me one arm's length, I go towards him one foot length. The scholars have said, ba' is 4 times arm's length. Meaning Allah Ta'ala is showing. 4 times arm's length, meaning 4 times the effort Allah Ta'ala makes to bring his servant closer. And whoever walks towards me, I run towards him. And whoever meets me with an earth full of sins, earth full matlab zameen ki miqdar jaise, gunah lekar mere paas aata hai, I meet him with an earth full of maghfirah and forgiveness. That you can't beat, you can't compete with Allah Ta'ala's rahmah. It's impossible. Inna rahmati sabaqat ghadabi. Allah Ta'ala says, my rahmah always overcomes my anger. I'm angry. My servant did a sin. My servant said something, did something wrong. As soon as my servant does tawbah, my anger is gone. Nowhere to be seen. That's why what they say, the hadith Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentions, At-ta'ibu min al-dhambi kaman la dhamba lahu. Jo in gunah se tawbah karta hai, goya ke us par koi gunah hi nahi hai. Allah Ta'ala doesn't want to see sins. As soon as we do tawbah, the sin is gone. Khalas, finished. It's on the day of Qiyamah, that sin will not even be there. So this is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's rahmah. So a person should have hope in Allah Ta'ala's mercy. Very important. We have youngsters speaking to us all the time. I see this. Youngsters. Say, where were you? I didn't see you in the masjid. 1 week, 2 weeks, 3 weeks. You know, I've got this bad habit. They told me about certain bad habit. So when I do that habit, I feel so impure and bad, and I feel that Allah doesn't like me, and I don't go to the masjid. Shaitan ka ek chal hai ye. So make someone feel that Allah doesn't love me, Allah doesn't like me, I can't go near good people. They'll say to me, I feel embarrassed to come to you. Because I know I'm doing all these sins, I feel embarrassed to come to you. I say, no. Allah is much more forgiving than this. Allah is more... You did the sin. You went to sleep at night. Allah gave you life in the morning. Your limbs are still working. You didn't become paralyzed overnight. You woke up in the morning, you had yourself a nice big breakfast. Allah Ta'ala gave you food, roof over your head, nice warm central heating in the winter. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave you all this ni'mah. How can you say Allah doesn't love me anymore? Where is the dalil for this? Where is the evidence to say Allah doesn't love me? Dalil to kuch digao ke Allah Ta'ala mujhe na pasand hai, Allah Ta'ala mujhe bilkul kinara kar diya. There's no such thing. Allah always loves us. Maut tak insan ke liye tawbah ki gunjaish hai. Insan 70 saal ke umr mein wali ban sakta hai. Jisne hame Habib al-Najjar ke bare mein bataya. Habib al-Najjar, 70 years old, whole life of nafarmani and kufr, became a Muslim, and then his people killed him. And then qila dukhuli al-jannah, qala ya layta qawmi ya'lamun. Allah Ta'ala says, chalo jannat mein chale jao. And what did he say? Ya layta qawmi ya'lamun. I wish my people knew, bima ghafara li rabbi wa ja'alani min al-mukramin. Allah Ta'ala ne meri tamam gunahon ko maaf kar di. Allah Ta'ala ne meri i'zaz aur ikram ki hai. काश मेरे लोग इसको जानते, उनको मालूम होता. 70 साल की नाफरमानी, एक लम्हे में तौबा हो गया, मौत आ गई, जन्नत में चले जाओ फॉर इटर्निटी, हमेशा के लिए. दिस इज़ अल्लाह रहमत, अल्लाह ताला काइंडनेस. अल्लाह ताला हम सब को अपने अल्लाह सुभान व तआला हम सब को अल्लाह ताला की सही इश्क और मोहब्बत और अल्लाह ताला के साथ सही ताल्लुक پیدا کرنے کی توفیق نصیب فرمائے. سبحان اللہ بحمدہ, سبحانک اللہم بحمدہ, اشہد ان لا الہ الا انت, استغفرک.